Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I am Raymond Galker. I'll be your host. And this is a show where we bring people in from the community that, through the passion of their hearts, they're doing great things to make our community a better place to live. Today, we have Gary Greco, who's the Executive Director of Youth for Christ Ministries. Mm-hmm. It's the Mason-Dixon area. And Tom Schutt, who is the Director of Operations. Give life to their story is a theme of yours, I'm assuming.
That's our tagline.
It's your tagline. And, you know, Community Media have been asking, particularly, what makes a great community? And what we've found out recently is a great community is a community that's connected. It's connected. And ideally, it's connected through the passion of the hearts.
Yep.
And it's also sees the importance of our youth to help our youth find their full potential, to find their talents and worth. And that's a lot of what your organization is about, is it not?
Absolutely.
Can you talk on your organization?
Sure. We have been in the community and the area for next year will be 80 years. And our focus is on middle and high school students. So we say the 11 to 19 year old range. And we're all about existing for young people. We are a faith-based organization, so we are non-denominational, but we want to reach students that aren't necessarily involved in a church or have any faith even of that. Our desire and goal is to help students to be the best people that they can be. We offer lots of programs and opportunities for them to express themselves, to be heard, to be accepted, and to find a place where they're welcomed and that they learn that they matter. Our tagline says, give life to your story. We believe everybody has a story, young and old, and stories are filled with good things as well as difficult things. And certainly young people have both in their lives. Well, we want to help them to be the best people they can be. And we believe a part of that is, you know, having the Lord in their lives, but we don't push that upon them. It's just an important part, but not something that would push on any student.
Tom, how are you involved in this organization?
Well, I started off about 14 years ago as a volunteer. And I volunteered for a breakaway youth conference down in Ocean City, Maryland. And it made such an impact on me, as much as it did the kids, that I had to become a part of this organization. So I've been involved for about 14, 15 years, and about the last 5 years as the Director of Operations.
And what does that mean?
Well, I take care of all the stuff that Gary doesn't have to take care of.
Okay.
I take care of big events like Breakaway. I do a lot of planning for that. We have fundraisers throughout the year. I'll plan for all of that. We have a golf outing every September, this year, September 21st. That I do all the planning for. So all the events, I'm support for the ministry teams, for the ministry leaders. So anything they need, I lead the administrative team.
So you're located close to Hanover.
We're right in Hanover, the heart of it.
In the heart of Hanover.
That's where our operations center is. And we actually now work with students in 7 counties. And we have our hub, our operations center in South Hanover. And as a matter of fact, we're hoping to move in the month of May at some point. We're still under construction and are at all the final stages. The blacktop was put down this past week, and the lines were put down today. So in the next few weeks, we'll be, moving into the facility. But that is a base of operations for all of those counties that we are in. We're in the schools as well as other youth centers that we use. And so we're based out of Hanover, but we're reaching many counties.
Okay. So your hub, Will this be like a meeting place also, or is this just administrative?
It's going to be both. It's going to be multi-purpose oriented. It will serve the students in the greater Hanover area, including up in New Oxford, Hanover, and over towards Littlestown. And there's half of the building is a big multi-purpose room, has lots of games that are appealing to them, and a big room, a big outside field area for outdoor activities. And then the other half of the building is our administrative hub. So it's filled with offices and a training room, a conference room, and then there's a kitchen that would serve both sides, large bathrooms for both sides. So we will have our trainings there. Our staff will work out of that building, but then they each have their own teams in those sites across the seven counties.
And go ahead, Tom.
I was gonna say, not only are we serving students, and but we're gonna be serving our community. Yep. So that building's gonna be open to the community to have meetings, to have functions, wherever they see, whatever they see fit. We could have sports, you know, we could have youth in, we could have a Monday night drop-in for youth. We could have, Gary talked about after the football games on Friday nights, having the kids up. So we want to be as much a community center as we are a ministry center.
Absolutely.
So you have a gym?
Yes.
Yep.
Full-size gym?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wow. Quite large.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Your organizational structure, you reach Bermudian Springs.
Yes.
You reach New Oxford.
Yes.
A lot of stuff happens there, not at the center.
That's correct. Matter of fact, almost everything happens there on a weekly basis during the school year. We meet right in the public schools. They have seated us as a trusted partner for a lot of years. And we have certification, liability insurance, all those kind of things so that the schools know we've been around a long time and we're a trusted partner. So they allow us to use their facility. Sometimes it's a classroom, sometimes it's the gym, sometimes it's outside. But the vast majority of our programs are at the schools themselves, yes.
So you need to have individuals who work at the schools involved?
That's great if that's possible. We have teachers involved, custodians involved, people from the community who help us out. But as a matter of fact, at one time in one of those school districts, we had the principal who was on one of our volunteer staff because he really cared about kids and it was a place for him to share his faith, you know, so that was a great opportunity. The backbone of our organization are volunteers. So we have about 16 or 17 on our paid staff now, but we have well over 100 volunteers that work in each of those communities as well as administrative teams, so people in the community.
So your organization is very important for a community. You provide opportunities for after school
yes.
gatherings. The student finding their potential,
yep.
their talents,
yep.
is important.
Absolutely.
I mean, building a relation spiritually mm-hmm. is important to your organization. But what's really important is that youth, and that youth feeling worth.
Yeah.
So how do you go about doing that?
You know, we attract youth that are in tough situations, and we have a lot of youth, they're not believers, and they're in situations that they're not getting help for. And that's where we come in. We help them through those hard times, the bullying at school, the bad parenting at home. It's a whole gamut of opportunities for us.
Yeah.
And right now, we have a great opportunity because 10 years ago, 25% of the students, I think it was 24 actually, weren't interested in faith, religion. 24% were interested
in having a relationship.
And now it's, right, and now it's about 54%. So kids are seeking. There's a revival going on, and the kids are leading it. So we have a great opportunity right now.
Absolutely.
So what I hear you saying, Tom, is that our youth realize that there's something greater than themselves.
We hope for them to realize that. As Tom said, we attract a lot of students in very hard situations at home, in their own lives, and we want them to know that they matter, that they're important, and they have potential that they could be a world changer within their world, whether that's locally, across the country, or in the entire world, that we try to offer a place for them and adults who care about them for them to realize that they are valuable and they're important people. And some of the kids that we have involved, they don't find that out at home or in the school. And, you know, even since COVID, a lot of students are lonely and they're struggling at home. They're dealing with anxieties like we've never seen before, and depression, suicidal tendencies. And we want to reach those kids to help them to see that they have meaning and purpose, and there's a reason that they exist, and they have so much potential.
Mm-hmm. And you just do that by building relationships with trusted adults.
And that's a key.
I think the key word was relationships, because we are a relational ministry.
Yeah.
And you know, Gary talked about stories earlier, and we all have a story, and we talked about You attended one of our Celebrate Stories, and you probably heard some of those stories.
Yes, I did.
And I'll tell you, some of the stories that we hear will bring you to tears. They're tough stories to hear. But, you know, the student has a story. They have a story. We have a story. And sometimes we can relate our stories to theirs. But ultimately, God has a story, and we can tell the students what God has to say about their story. And we've seen some incredible transformations in this ministry.
Having a trusted adult to talk to. Having a trusted adult to talk to.
It's critical.
Our youth, some of our youth are not fortunate enough to feel as if there's someone in their life that they can go and talk to.
Yeah.
It's hard to find people they trust, and they can see right through you. You know, you have to be honest and transparent to them.
Yeah, the word we use often is authenticity. They see through people who just are out for an agenda or maybe want to get something out of it. But as Tom said, they see right through you if you're not coming across genuine and sincere that you care about them. And they want to have an adult in their life or adults who do care about them. And we offer that in YFC. All of our staff are clearly vetted and go through lots of screenings, and they understand that's what we're all about, to be authentic with those young people.
And so this isn't only for those who struggle, even though I believe everybody struggles. I struggle.
Sure.
You know, we all kind of struggle.
We all do.
I think that's part, you eat, sleep, you struggle, you know. But having a posse around you, a group of people, your own, your peers, mentors, is important for our community to produce the best youth that we can.
Yeah, you mentioned it isn't just for kids that struggle. It absolutely isn't. Any student, any kid that's involved out there, and a lot of them don't even go to schools now, they're in homeschool. So they may not have other kids around them to play sports with or other activities and so on. So to us, a student is a student is a student. And whether they are struggling in areas with their grades or maybe, you know, their economic situation at home is pretty rough, or if they're like the star of the sports team or the class president, we create an atmosphere that every student is welcome. We have several students who have different disabilities or things that they struggle with physically or even cognitively. And yet, when they're with us, they're a kid is a kid is a kid, and we love on all of them the same, and they have value and worth.
A lot of this stuff happens at their schools, but it's open to people in the community.
Absolutely.
And once the person graduates, they still can be involved in your organization. I mean, from high school, I mean, you have college students.
We have students of people of all ages, especially on our volunteer team. From some high school students work with our middle school students, and then we have people involved in college all the way up until their 80s. We have people involved, so it's about those who care about young people and want to help in any way. And our desire would be, as they graduate, you know, maybe they would stay involved as a leader or a mentor to younger students, or maybe they go off to college and they come back and get married or have a job, but we want them to know that it's a place that they can be involved, of course. When you go into a relationship with somebody, it doesn't stop the day that they graduate. No. I have students who, you know, are only a few years younger than me because I've been involved ever since I was in high school that I'm still friends with, and they still see me as their youth leader, and they're an adult with more kids than I have. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So this is definitely about creating a lifelong community.
Absolutely, yeah.
A fellowship, a fraternity. Yeah. And you're also about giving the individual confidence enough in knowing who they are so that they can become leaders.
Yeah. That's the positive ones that turn out that way. And unfortunately, there's ones who leave high school and maybe they get involved with poor decisions or they do things that maybe they shouldn't, and our hearts are broken often. There's a lot of mess and a lot of not positive things available for everyone out there, and we want to instill in them while we have the opportunity as high school and middle school students of positive, encouraging things that'll help to guide them for the years to come. You know, there's a stat out there that if, and especially when it comes to sharing faith, that if a young person doesn't hear about the Lord and embrace them into their lives before the age of 18, the chances of them, you know, going that direction as an adult goes down and down the older they get. So we feel it's an opportunity to make a positive impact as well as to share faith with them before they're out of high school.
Now, Greg, you have a ministry that actually goes into correctional facilities?
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to talk about that?
Well, you know more about it than I do, but we have a ministry called JJM, Juvenile Justice Ministries. And I believe we just opened two in the Frederick area, or at least one, and we're looking into the second one. And we have a great leader in that club. And we had a basketball game where a couple of the, I don't want to call them inmates, what do you call them?
They are, though.
Okay. played against the school team. And we prayed. We had food together. And they had a great game. And the fellow that's running the JJM up in the Frederick area goes in and has lessons. And they're asking for him all the time. Oh. You know, they just want him there. So we're making great inroads in our JJM ministry.
Yeah, we're looking actually into our third one. There's not as many in this area that have juvenile institutions, but when we moved further to the west, there are several institutions there. Our desire is to get into every one of them. We have a great reputation, and they want people like us in there to help them. I just got an email 2 days ago over the weekend from a person. It came by way of our national office in Denver, Colorado, that someone was looking to find that leader Tom was alluding to because he made such an impact in their lives, in their life, and they got out of the institution. They have moved back into with their family, but they want to reconnect with Isaiah, our leader, because he made such an impact. And through that circling around, we've connected that young man with Isaiah. Because again, it just doesn't end right after they're done with the program. So it's about changing lives for eternity.
And most of the things, again, happen within the immediate community. Through volunteers and sometimes staff members. And if somebody wanted to volunteer in that arm or any arms that you have, how could they contact you?
Well, they can go onto our website, masondixonyfc.org, and they can fill out an application. Oh. They can also go on there and find out more information about YFC. And if they have more questions, they can call us. And the information's there, contact information. But we are definitely looking for volunteers, leaders. We are growing. We have schools that want us. We've just got to fill that demand, that need.
You have schools that are coming to you?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
From this area?
Absolutely. We've had a long-standing relationship with a lot of administrators and the schools, and, you know, we even get some calls, and it's sometimes, I won't say the school district because I wouldn't want to get them in trouble, but they know we just care so much about the kids in their school that when there's a tragedy or something difficult that happens, yes, there's protocol in bringing in professionals, but we also are, we have chaplains and people who are licensed and people who can help, and they know we have a relationship with kids. So absolutely, they contact us and want us in their school because we're a positive thing for their students. Where unfortunately, you're right, schools are open to the community. So a group that might not have good intentions can apply to use a school facility, and maybe they can't be turned away, but they know we have their kids back. And we, you know, it's important that we have that partnership with administrators and teachers and, you know.
And you're vetted.
Absolutely, I mean, vetted, absolutely.
You have to be certified by state.
Yeah, it's by the state. We go through all the clearances for Pennsylvania. We also have work down in Maryland, but we do national screenings through YFC is across the United States and really across the world. So if anyone wants to be involved, it's a process that they have to go through to be vetted. Absolutely important.
And really, if the schools are keeping their hands on the pulse of the students, they know that they're seeking. They know there are Bible studies in schools now. There is some prayer going on at schools. Sometime this month, I think it's the 15th, is a prayer at the pole where all the students gather together at the pole and pray. And there's more and more students making that something that they do every year. Mm-hmm. So if the schools know anything about their students, they know that we are good for that school.
But you're good for the school. To give an opportunity for people to become aware of a possible relationship with their savior, their creator. Mm-hmm. But more so than that, you're there for the individual.
Exactly.
You're just there for the individual to know their purpose, know their worth, know their precious, know their talents, know their skills, And the rest just is icing on the cake.
Right. We got to get there first. We've got to address their needs and before we can even talk about...
Build their trust.
Yeah.
And you create the opportunity for all these areas, school districts, the people involved with them to come together at bigger events as groups. Ooh. So now they're able to be amongst people outside of their schools, their same age, their peers, and what type of events do you guys have?
Let me tell you about an amazing event I saw, and I see it every year, but this year it just stuck out. So we had our Breakaway Youth Conference in Ocean City, Maryland, first week in March, I'm sorry. And we have a worship band there. And to see students from all over, up and down the East Coast, just arm in arm, just praising the Lord and swinging back and forth to the music and just being arm in arm. And it just, it brings me to tears when I see that stuff because I know all my life I loved seeing the youth in church. And to see these kids, just kids they don't even know, arm in arm, worshiping the Lord, it's just, it's an amazing thing to see, amazing to witness.
You're looking at unity and passion.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, beside Breakaway, we do in the summertime. That gives opportunity because kids are off of school. We do a week-long event in Wildwood, New Jersey, where we, again, have hundreds of kids that come in from different areas. We do a summer camp for middle school students where we take them to a camp and immerse them in all the amenities that the camp has. Throughout the year, we do large events where kids, you know, get to be a kid and have fun. We've done all-nighters. We do crazy events that are just a lot of fun. Sporting events. We go to a local obstacle course in the trees called Tree Trekkers, and they, you know, they're climbing through the obstacle courses there. We go to water parks and lots of large events. We have partnerships with businesses in the community, so we do things at roller skating rinks. And so we open up these opportunities for students to come to be with people who really care about them. And in many cases, they're either free events or they're very low cost just to cover the cost. And they love that part of what we do. We even have an arm called Project Serve, where we take kids and we teach them how to serve others. And of course, with natural disasters, that causes a lot of opportunities. But I've taken kids to Jamaica 24 different times to serve in a foreign country, as well as serving here in America and in our local community, just learning how to serve people. And when they serve others, they kind of realize how good they have it already. And that's ways to pour into students, you know, with these big events.
So the opportunities that you present our youth is amazing.
We think so.
Creating fellowship within their school or their area, and then opportunities to be regional, yep, but also national and international.
Absolutely.
Super. Again, Greg, you've been the Youth for Christ Mason-Dixon chapter has been in this area for how many years?
Next year will be 80 years.
80 years.
Started down in Hampstead, Maryland as Hampstead Youth for Christ. And we grew on both sides of the line about 15 years ago. We changed it to Mason-Dixon because we're reaching students on both sides of that line.
And you're trying to help our youth who feel isolated. You're trying to provide an opportunity for them to know that adults can be trusted. You're trying to help them fight depression, trying to help them in decision-making, because sometimes even the best kids make stupid decisions.
Yes.
I mean, it happens.
It's true.
Sometimes some of the best adults make stupid decisions sometimes. You're trying to help our youth become engaged rather than disengaged. And if you'd like to support this organization, Youth for Christ, if you'd like to see your passion being shared as a volunteer, if the youth are important to you, please find out more. Go to their website. Tom, Greg, is there anything I didn't mention that you really want to speak on?
You know, more. It's more of how we feel. We're very passionate about these students. Each one of our leaders is very passionate. And it's in our heart, it's how we live. You know, it's just not a job. It's not just another ministry. This is what we live for. This is what we thrive to do.
Cool.
We want to reach as many as God will allow us to. And there are no circumstances too difficult. Our hearts are broken often. We've dealt with kids that have committed serious crimes. Kids that have made really poor decisions. And even if a student would say to us, will you still love me if I don't accept Jesus? Our answer would be an emphatic, absolutely, we will. You know, we care about young people and we need more people, adults, to help us to reach more students. We need more funding to help it because we're a nonprofit. But we've existed for 80 years and we'll continue to exist in our greater community for the betterment of young people as long as we can.
But we still need you to make it possible.
We do.
We need you to make that possible for organizations like the Youth for Christ, but other organizations in our community that serve our youth also.
Yes.
That choose our youth also. Because every organization has a different approach, mm-hmm, and somewhat a different mission. So, Tom, thanks for coming in and sharing what you're doing.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
It's very important. Our community is only going to be as good as our youth base.
Absolutely.
We believe that.
They're precious. And until we bring some other individuals into our studio here at Community Media to share all the wonderful things that they're doing, I know you want to be involved and be part of the puzzle. You might be the missing link, the missing piece of the puzzle. Try to get involved. Find an organization to volunteer for. Find your heart's passion and get involved with an organization related to that, because you are precious. So thanks for watching this segment, and till the next time, be healthy.